Well, welcome to the Danielle Strickland and James Scholl podcast.
It's the Right Side Up podcast.
Oh, yeah.
The Right Side Up podcast with Danielle Strickland and more often than not, James Scholl.
Yes. And this has been hard to follow up our last one, which was like the best flipping podcast
so much
season
fun.
Ever.
Yeah. Is this, I don't know if this is better either.
Could this be the most painful?
I'm not, yeah, this is going to be the most gut wrenching podcast ever.
So this is affectionately titled this season, Everything We Can't Live With Right Now About Clergy Sexual Abuse. It is coming off the heels of personal experience for both of us, as well as what seems like the relentless pursuit of righteousness in the church that God is on. And it just feels like no matter what denomination, no matter what background, no matter what, you know, sort of tribal Christian group you're with, it seems like this is in our faces. God is trying to talk to us and tell us some things.
Yeah, it's really interesting, isn't it? I think for so long we had a certain idea as to kind of whose problem this was. And then it came out that it wasn't just one group's problem. And then each time the group who hadn't been in the midst of it yet said, well, it's because of the structure and the ecclesiology of all those other places that have allowed that to happen. And then it happens to them and they go, oh no, maybe it wasn't
or
all
even,
those things.
I think I was tempted for many, many years to think it was a theological, you know, sort of an outworking of terrible theology. So if you have a theology that sort of devalues women, then your practice also, whether or not you intend to, will devalue women. And then I was, you know, as shocked as everybody else and sort of some of the heroes of egalitarianism and equity being both accused and found, you know, substantiated claims of sexual harassment and abuse. So, this has been a lot. It's been a big year. It's been horrifying, terribly. It's been, you know, lament inducing for me personally. I've shed a lot of tears and a lot of angry things, a lot of venting. We've done a lot of venting together, actually, off record, obviously.
There will be some of that probably in this series, but
yeah. And the other thing is that, you know, in response to some of the things I walked through at the meeting house with Brexy Cavies and Tim Day and two other youth pastors who I never met before. Part of what I walked through was also just an onslaught of victims and survivors of abuse over the years who had been, you know, unbelieved and silenced and marginalized and shoved into corners and, you know, things being covered up for years and years and years. And so there's a lot for me, I wanted to say right off the bat, especially to survivors listening, but even to other people who maybe have your own background of trauma or sensitivities, that we want to warn you from the beginning, there's going to be a lot of things brought up here that might be triggering to you or might be too painful for you to listen to right now. You might, if you want to really listen to this, you might need to do it slowly. You might want to do it with a friend. You might want to have the pause button ready and to take the time that you need to do this as it's helpful for you. So the last thing we want to do is cause further harm. So please be warned. We don't want that. So be on alert. There will be content shared, even clips shown, you know, things that we're going to explore, because there are some things that I cannot live with. I'm not okay with. And James, I think I was telling you before, like I keep waiting for somebody else to do this podcast. Yep. Do you know what I mean? Like I kept waiting for the church or the churches that were part of this or the denominations or any of the leadership around these places to actually do some of this critiquing and debunking and exposing of truth. And I just waited in vain. I mean, it never came.
And I was thinking about this morning. I'm like, oh, it's not so much of and it is continuously an issue, but, you know, in terms of those kind of big celebrities that have been revealed to have done some awful things, it feels like there hasn't been anything massive in the last few months. I'm like, oh, we're a bit late to the game here. And no, the truth is that, as you say, Danielle, you're waiting for someone else to take this.
Yeah.
And it turns out that, again, for whatever reason, perhaps we can be charitable and people don't want to say the wrong thing. I think the reality is that I am not perfect and you're not perfect. And so if we do speak in a way that feels dishonoring or insensitive, we do encourage you to correct us on that as well. I am here because I've been corrected many, many, many times by many people wiser and stronger than I am. And I'm so appreciative for those voices and those spaces. So,
well, and James, what's really interesting about your co-hosting of this podcast season is that, you know, I was going through all of this in my own local experience, and you were super supportive, both publicly and privately, which we're going to talk about how to be supportive and the lack of support. We're going to talk about that. But, and then some stuff happened in your own local context that you didn't see coming and, you know, was from way back.
Yeah.
But some people, you know, began to tell the truth.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And incredibly thankful for those people. And I want to be careful in what is ultimately an ongoing criminal investigation, but essentially people from the church that I pastor who were used in that church 30 something years ago, came forward with accusations of abuse against a youth pastor there at the time. And again, they have been incredibly gracious and generous with me, with us as a church, and their strength continues to be an encouragement to me as well. And I don't know if it hits different, but it was something like, what do we do? Like, what do we do? I think was, and as a pastor, people then look to you as if you have the answers, and I realize that I don't. And I think part of this podcast as well is trying to resource people as well and say, look, when the worst case scenario happens, how is it that we respond in a way that is honoring, in a way that encourages? And all we want is truth. I think that's it. All we want is truth. Mm-hmm. And again, if the truth ends up damning someone, then that's not the fault of the whistleblower or the truth teller.
Right. Right. Exactly. And I think one of the things I witnessed as you went through that, and it probably was helpful that you saw it mishandled over and over and over again around the world, but you were sort of pretty intent on, like, as far as it was possible, not mishandling it, in the sense that you were knew who you were going to stand with, mm-hmm. and tried your best to align yourself with truth and yeah. with survivors of abuse. So thanks for being that example. And so this isn't just some like us waxing eloquent from on high, judging people for what they've done or not done or not getting it right. We understand this is complex. This is hard. This is difficult. This is trauma inducing for everybody. We're going to talk a bit about trauma. We're going to invite friends on this podcast who know way more than us and have experience in these things. We're going to hear from victims and survivors who have written in and asked and being willing to light bear in this season. So we're going to hear from them. We're going to hear from advocates. We're going to hear from biblical scholars on some of the ways scripture has been misused. We're going to debunk confessions that are fake, or at least a version of misdirection, and have been used over and over again to re-victimize victims. We're going to talk about the difference between grooming and consent, and like the difference between an affair and grooming and the idea around consent. We're going to talk about the social media sort of bullying and responses that have happened, and victim shaming and bullying that are still so prevalent. The Toronto Star just did an article just on the social media bullying that happened in the Meeting House case. Okay. And just sort of trying to highlight, like, this is a real thing and it needs to be taken seriously. And people need to, particularly the organizations that are responsible, need to take responsibility for some of this post-secondary trauma that happens. I want to talk about, like, where are the men, the silence and the sin of omission that I've occurred. And we're going to talk to some male pastors about their hesitancy and, like, why they don't know what to do and sort of their silence publicly, not privately, but publicly. Where are the men? Biblical ethics. We're going to talk about David, the unsuspecting patron saint of abusers.
I'm really looking forward to that one, as awful as it is. It seems that every 6 months on Twitter, this thing raises its ugly head, and each time it gets put back down. So I know we're hoping to put that thing to sleep forever. I don't think we have that power, but wouldn't it be beautiful if we saw the truth of the situation?
Yeah, I'll say a little bit more, but I wrote like a, I don't know, 5-page article on it all kind of came out on all the David thing. And so I'm looking forward to talking to this other expert on David and we'll have a good chat. But my conclusion of the article was not that people not use David, but they maybe look a little bit more closer and use David.
Absolutely.
As a great example. So we'll talk more about that.
Which is what the biblical authors did. Maybe I'm getting distracted here. I think it's fascinating that the biblical authors, the divinely inspired authors, thought to include all of these people.
Yeah.
Surely that's right. Even when Matthew talks about the genealogy of Jesus, is like, you know, who's...
But we have a lot to say about that.
We'll get to that.
The real shortcut is David's one dream in life was to be anywhere connected to building or being in the temple of God. Mm. Even a doorkeeper would do, he says. Yeah. And it's and God said, no, absolutely not. And so we'll talk a little bit about when you're restored like David was restored, it means nowhere near the temple. So, but you're still allowed to be king. So there you go. And then we're going to spend an episode on how to spot an abuser. So maybe ways that we could open our eyes and train and not be so gullible, maybe, and not be so like in the dark on like, ooh, I didn't see that coming. We're going to look through signs of like how to see this coming and to be much more proactive in stopping the abuse in the first place. So that's going to be the podcast series. There might be some surprise episodes along the way because there's a, you know, as you get into a topic, more comes, right? There's more to say. This will not be enough. There is no way this will ever be enough, but it is at least a start, a conversation that needs to be had. It's difficult, but we're doing it.
And we'll say as well, we kind of record these a couple at a time. And so if you're listening and think, I want to share my story, it's not too late to do that as well. Please reach out to us and let us know. We've been so encouraged by some of the people that have come forward, have reached out to Danielle, especially. What's the email that they should use for that?
Contact@hagarsvoice.com.
Contact@hagarsvoice.com.
I think so.
Danielle is 99%. The proper link will definitely be in the description below this.
But the other shout out we want to say is that there is a podcast called Hagar's Voice podcast that features the stories of survivors. And they're all different kinds of survivors from all different backgrounds and their courage. I've been learning so much listening to those stories, but their courage there. So if you're sort of going like, I don't understand, or I need to hear more, or you're looking for more and more light, because I think they're the center of the light. They're the ones telling the truth. They're the ones who've been through this trauma. They're the ones who are braving greatly in this season. So we just want to keep, you know, if you're looking for survivor voices and we think you should be, please check out Hagar's Voice, because that's an ongoing podcast centering the voices of survivor. And it's meant for us to learn collectively, to listen and to learn so we could live differently. Mm-hmm. All right. So we're going to do this. And our first next episode, so this is the intro. It involves trigger warnings, guys. This whole podcast season does. So be prepared. And I feel like I just want to pray in this intro, not just for our podcast season, but for this season of the church and for us as we listen and prepare our hearts to hear and to talk with grace and truth and wisdom. So let's pray. So God, we thank you that you are, you know, I'm thinking of that image of a woman at an intersection crying out and offering wisdom to the busy passerbys. And I think of you as this spirit of wisdom, as this woman in the middle of the intersection who's just saying, I've got it if anybody's interested. And I pray that the busy folks like us, busy doing your work, busy doing kingdom work, busy doing our own work, would just stop for a second and listen. And I pray that your wisdom and your spirit of wisdom would flow out of this truth-telling, out of this angst-ridden, out of this lament-driven podcast. I pray that you would keep showing up, keep teaching us, keep leading us into the kind of truth that will set us free. Give James and I grace. Give us grace upon grace and give us like a shalom connectedness to you as we do this. We want more than anything else for you to be centered and for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted up. We want the church to be well and whole and good and to reflect you well. So help us to serve that as we do this podcast season. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah.